If I could talk the stories, I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 22nd day of September 2010. Happy birthday to Harry Potter's Tom Felton, who turns 23 today. Joan Jett of the Blackhawks turns 52, and she still does love rock and roll, as do we all. On this date, Lost premiered on ABC television. Yeah, according to a friend of mine in Britain / London, they had a Lost marathon at a movie theater. I still don't understand how that worked, but it sounded intriguing. Anyway, I've never seen one full episode of Lost. I saw kind of the beginning of the first episode, and it really, I don't know, didn't connect. On this date in 2008, John Green will be happy to know that they changed the penny. Abraham Lincoln still remains on one side, but they changed the other side. I guess you heard and saw about the big Twitter deal yesterday, the Twitter worm. It was overrun on Tuesday with a prank, I guess a flaw somewhere in the system. Security experts say a JavaScript, it was a command on mouse over sort of thing that caused messages to pop up on the web and open sites automatically when a mouse hovered over it. Now, I didn't have the sites open, I guess because I'm using a Mac. But anyway, it also, in some cases, caused the user to forward the offending link, which, of course, is how it gets viral and sends it to their followers, and it's a mess. This brings me to what I want to discuss. I'm a component person, and by that I mean, you know, I guess I'm not trying to categorize people, but they're like component people, and then they're all-in-one people. Remember, you used to go to your friend's house if they had a hi-fi, and some of them had the hi-fis that had the turntable, the tuner, the cassette deck, maybe even the 8-track already included, all in one box. And then there are people that have a separate amplifier, a separate tuner, a separate CD player, a separate turntable, everything are components. And I am a component person, mainly because if one thing breaks, the whole system isn't down. And I think that's part of the problem with the internet now, is that these sites, these interactive sites, have tried to become component sites. They try to include everything. Now, because of the success of Facebook, everybody wants to be Facebook. And it's not appealing to me to have every site the same. You know, I like having my Skype to chat. I like having Twitter to get these messages out quickly to people. I like having YouTube to post my videos. I like having a website, you know, a Tumblr to put up notes and maybe some longer form comments. I'm a component person, and it sort of saddens me. And I hope this is just a trend that these sites are trying to do too much. And now there's Twitter, and now Twitter is sort of trying to become Facebook, because now with your tweets, you're going to be able to include pictures, which is probably pretty dangerous in their case because they've already proven they don't pay a whole lot of attention to secure code. And it's going to be an interesting walk in the park. Component people. We'll see you tomorrow.